Well, hello, and welcome into my shop. It's a pleasure to have you here today. I noticed that you've been a little bit interested in some of the wares we have here. I know that we have quite a few good offerings this time of year, everything from some succulent fruit from our local dryads to some delightful honey from our local bee girls, and of course a couple other options, a couple of care packages, and a few other specials going on at the moment. Oh, you're interested in my help wanted sign I had out front. Interesting. Well, I am in desperate need of a shop mascot and assistant, as it were. It's not exactly the traditional sort of role you might find in a shop in a big city. Sure, you'll be ringing up some customers, maybe, but what I really need is, you know, someone to draw people in, to convince them to stay a while and maybe spend a little bit more than they were originally planning to. And it pays well, I promise you that. Though, there is a requirement that might not be necessarily something you're expecting. I did mention the words mascot, after all. I'm looking for someone, you see, to, well, wear these. Oh, don't look so shocked. It's nothing too crazy. It's just some cute puppy ears and a tail. It's not asking too much, is it? Especially for this rate. Why, I have to say, it would probably look pretty fetching with what you're wearing currently. Yeah, I'd have to say, it probably almost seems like you were made for it, suited to it, really, as it were. I could tell you're not entirely opposed to the concept. You're just a bit shy, aren't you, with that blush practically finding its all the way down from your face. That's very precious of you. Here, why don't you try them on, see if they fit, and then we'll know whether or not this is a good fit for you. Oh. Before you do that, though, make sure you've read over this contract. Just to make sure you know what it entails, if you'll pardon my pun. But I cannot help myself. I'm positively thrilled to have an opportunity to get someone so cute as my mascot for this lovely little shop. It's my pleasure, really. Now, here you go. Take a look at these and just get them situated up top of your head. And just clip on that little tail, and before you know it, I'm sure you'll feel the effects. What effects? Oh, please, as if it wasn't obvious already what you're feeling inside that sweet little head of yours. Those ears are quite something, aren't they? The way they sort of just feel like they're part of you from the very moment you put them on. That tail already starting to do its own thing. That's it. See, it's not so hard to start thinking good puppy thoughts. Well, I would imagine it gets harder and harder to talk, doesn't it? Gets a little bit more tricky every time that you think about it. Almost as if those words were becoming a bit more woofy, a little bit more borky, a little bit easier to just sink down onto the floor, because standing up is so much work when you don't use all four limbs. Why, I bet you'd sink right down to your knees for me. Wouldn't it be the sort of thing that happens? I would imagine so, seeing as you're just plummeting down. Oh, I forgot to mention, there might be a few more other additions to your outfit while you're working here as my mascot. I got these cute little puppy mitts for you to wear, and this adorable collar. Yeah, why don't you raise one of those paws up like a good pet for me? There we go, that's a good puppy. Such a good puppy, yes you are. That's one paw. Now let's get your left paw. And then we're going to secure the strap on there. And your right paw. Let's double check that strap. Good. All secured in. No more hands for you. Wouldn't want you getting into too much trouble. Isn't that right? Give you some nice rubs between those ears. Yes, yes, yes. Isn't that good? Oh, you're getting into the role so quickly and I haven't even put the collar on yet. Goodness, to think what's going to happen when I complete the set. Here we go, that's it. Just sit still as I gently fasten that collar around your neck. Hear that nice little click as it shuts. And just feel all those thoughts falling into that wonderful puppy space. Just puppy-brained, puppy-minded, puppy-placed. That's a good puppy, yes you are. Such a very good puppy. Give you some more scritches. somewhere rubbies. Mm-hmm. Feels so wonderful. So good, doesn't it? Just a dumb little puppy. No more thoughts left in that sweet little head. I wouldn't want you to be any other way, just being my dumb little puppy after all. And I bet you as I rub, 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 and scratch, 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 with each one of those motions, I bet it begins to just knock all the thoughts out of your head, doesn't it? Practically sends them tumbling out onto the floor, doesn't it? Just rub, 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 scratch, 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 in all the best places until the mind is just a pudding. Isn't that right, my sweet little darling puppy? Yeah, It's just wonderful. Such a delightful experience. Such an easy thing to get into. It is certainly enjoyable, isn't it? Oh, that's a good puppy, as you are. Oh my goodness, what a good puppy. Oh, and so excited, too. Look at the way that tail gets going. Goodness, it certainly is an enticing look for you, my dear. Now, I think I'm going to have to take you in back. Just clip this leash right onto that collar and lead you on back into the back room of the store. After all, I do like to inspect all the new merchandise and hires alike, and I have a feeling you'll enjoy it just as much when I give you something to enjoy. Good puppy, that's it. Come on, there we go. Just a little further. I have a nice little spot back here in the back half of my store. It's where I live. Little conjoined section. Come on, through this little hallway and into my bedroom. That's a good puppy. Come on, up on the mat. There we go. Shoot, you good puppy. You're doing so good for me. Yeah, huh? And you know, I have a feeling that if I was to take this little trinket I've been hanging on to and just clip it onto that collar, the enchantment that I've spent so much time setting up on it will come to life. Oh, you don't understand, puppy? Is that too confusing for your dumb little doggy brain? Well, don't worry, I'll explain it in words even you can understand. This little fire-shaped little golden trinket is enchanted, and when I clip it onto that collar, well, it's going to start a fire in your loins. Going to get you horny. It's going to get you into heat. Going to get you needy and wanton, practically begging to be bred. And I know that you're going to enjoy it, because that's how this works. Yeah, wow, mighty eager already just thrusting your collar up at me like that. Let's unclip that leash for now and just click that little trinket on. Feel that warmth surge out from your collar, flow down into your body, strike out across it, and make every bit of you that can yearn, burn with a need. What a good puppy. Yes, you are. Let me just grab my strap and we'll get you all nice and bred, sweet little puppy. Oh, you gonna present? Yeah, you gonna flip over on your back and show me how available you are? I am planning to use that ass of yours, after all. And you're gonna be such a cute puppy once I've got you absolutely buried to the hilt on this, aren't you? Oh, what an excitable thing you are, practically grinding on the bed. Now flip over, because I want to take you from behind. And really fuck you senseless, my sweet little puppy. I do. Oh gosh, so needy. Practically grinding the bed even still. That's an impressive amount of mobility there. Goodness. Just feel my hands grip onto those hips of yours. Grab you so tightly and hold you into place. It's a good puppy, yes you are. Just let me hold you and just gently dribble some lube right down onto your butt. Take the tip of this toy and start teasing that entrance back and forth, back and forth. That's a good puppy, yeah. Just a dumb horny little thing, aren't you? Just a needy little hole that needs to be filled and used and bred senseless, isn't that right? Oh, what a good puppy, yes you are. Such a horny, needy little thing. Such a darling little pet. Oh, wow, pushing back against it already. I haven't even put this toy inside you. You've just been teasing that entranceway. Goodness, to think of what it's going to feel like when I do finally let it in there. So I begin to tease that tip and then finger you a little, just gently letting those fingers slide in and out one at a time until another joins that dance. Just let them fill you up and get you nice and ready to take this toy to get filled and fucked and bred senseless, you cute little dumb thing. Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Feels wonderful. Feels delightful and delicious, delectable, my darling. Good puppy. Now let's tease with that toy. Up and down across that opening. And then teasing that tip in ever so slightly. Bit by bit. In and out. Just the tip, not too much. Just a little, just enough to make you more needy, just enough to make that fire deep inside burn all the brighter, to feel yourself begin to squirm, to want to push back, to grind against that toy, even as I slip it a little deeper, a little further, a little bit more, until I'm pressing it into you, feeling it just pass in further and further. That's a good puppy, yes you are. Let me grab those hips, let me pull you against me, let me reach out and grab the back of that collar with my hand and gently hold you as I begin to use that strap the way it was meant to be, by plowing you like a fertile fucking field, puppy. That's right, I'm gonna, and it's gonna feel so good, isn't it? In and out and in and out, that pace building up as that sweet little puppy brain of yours just starts breaking apart into the most adorable little helpless dog noises. I don't think you could make a word if you wanted to. Not that you know how to, because you're just a good little puppy. Yeah, let me just use you like the good little puppy that you are. That's a good puppy. Oh, yeah. Good little thing. Let me take you further and further and further and further. That's a good puppy. Yes, you are. Such a good, breedable little thing. Gosh. Yeah, grind that ass into me. Fuck me. And that's it. I want you to push right back into each and every thrust. That's it. Good. Faster and faster. Let it build up. You know, I'll have to try this every day until eventually I get you knocked up. I'm sure it'll work eventually. I'm sure it's possible that the strap could get you pregnant. I'm sure that's how this works. Such a dumb, breedable puppy. I'm sure you'd buy it, wouldn't you, you sweet little thing? Oh, so suggestible. What a darling little puppy. Oh, that's it. Good puppy. So eager to think you've got so much energy to give me in such a wonderful time. Such a fast motion from such an eager little thing, practically bouncing yourself off my hips. Oh, good puppy. That's a good puppy. Faster and faster. Let it build more and more till your sweet little brain's gonna just break apart. That's a good puppy. Uh-huh. That pleasure build and build and build and build until it's practically ricocheting off the inside of your mind like a bouncy ball. Good puppy. Good puppy. There we go. Good puppy. You're doing so good for me. Let me grab and pull you back, practically choke you by that collar for a second as I yank you into me and then grab you by the hips again and start fucking you senseless, little puppy, as I start using you until there's nothing left inside. Just push you up to the brink, push you a little further until you can't take it any longer. And I know you want to come. I know you need to come. I know you're going to come for me like a good little puppy. Like a good little dog. Like a good little fuckable thing. Little breedable dog. Oh, little breedable pup. Such a good puppy. Yeah, that's it. Good puppy. Good puppy. Good puppy. And you're gonna just fall right down all the way as I pull you down to the hilt and you fucking come for me, puppy. Good little dumb puppy, that's it. All those silly brains just coming right out of your head. Oh, fuck yeah. Good puppy. Such a good puppy. Doing so good for me as you are. Even as I just gently pull out and just swipe that dildo down one last time and turn you over onto your back. Just stroke my hands gently up your tummy to ruffle your hair and lay down next to you, pull you in for a nice tight snuggle against my voluptuous body. Just give you that opportunity to nuzzle your head into my breasts, to enjoy the warmth of me next to you, to just lay there for a second and squirm and cuddle up next to me, and to bask in that pleasure and afterglow, to just indulge yourself, to enjoy it, and to be nowhere in particular but here. Just drift for me for a little bit, puppy. You don't gotta do anything at all right now. You can just be. Just be a good pup. That's all you gotta do. You did so good for me. You were such a good puppy. Yes, you were. And then just pull you into that warmth and safe, snuggly space. That's a good puppy. Now just drift. Just let yourself float along into that warm, safe, empty space. Nowhere in particular. Drifting along. And all we need to do is take those memories, those delightful indulgences that we've had together. We can leave everything else behind until next time. Drifting bit by bit, further and further, towards that wakeful place. One, and two, and three, and four, and five, and six, and seven. Letting yourself become present once more, feeling the space around you, becoming aware of your body, taking a moment to breathe, and 8 and 9 on the verge, and 10 wide awake. Thank you so very much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed.